what should be done by one who is skilled in goodness and who knows the path of peace. Let them be able and upright, straightforward and gentle in speech, humble and not conceited, contented and easily satisfied, unburdened with duties, and frugal in their ways, peaceful and calm, and wise and skillful, not proud and demanding in nature. Let them not do the slightest things that the wise will later reprove, wishing in gladness and in safety, may all beings be at ease, whatever living beings there may be, whether they are weak or strong, omitting none, the great or the mighty, medium, short or small, the seen and the unseen, those living near and far away, those born and to be born, may all beings be happy. Let none deceive another, or despise any being in any state. Let none through anger or ill will wish harm upon another, even as a mother protects with her life her child, her only child. So with a boundless heart should one cherish all living beings, radiating kindness over the entire world, spreading upwards to the skies and downwards to the depths, outwards and unbounded, free from hatred and ill will, whether standing or walking, seated or lying down, free from drowsiness, one should sustain this recollection. This is said to be the sublime abiding, by not holding to fixed views, the pure-hearted one, having clarity of vision, being free from all sense desires, is not born again into this world.
That's good. Okay. Tonight, I asked Rachel, before I came in, for being allowed to try something untraditional in the very beginning. I guess this has not been done before, has it?
What is it?
No,
it's coming. I want to do something a little bit fun in the beginning and then come back to the normal kind of routines we do here. It's coming from two places. There's a teaching which the monks are reading over and over again, this old text, which goes Sukhino Chittam Samariyati, and that means from joy and happiness you can gain these peaceful meditations. And it also means that without this joy and inside of your mind, when you start to meditate, it's not going to work that well. And what I want to do, what I wish to try to do tonight, is to teach you a skillful means, which I've been using in the past. I don't use it so much myself anymore, but I used it a lot when I was a beginner. And I want to combine to try something, do something a little bit fun, and maybe there's some giggles and some smiles and some kindergarten kind of inspirations here in the very first beginnings, minutes. But I'm also very, very serious at what I'm doing, because what we are to do is something I'm going to implement when we do the meditation later. It's not just play and fun, even though that is extremely essential for meditation. It's both play and some fun and something you can use in meditation.
So what I need some help for 5 or 10 minutes. I need 4 people. Okay, Rachel, you have to come.
Okay.
And you too as well.
Okay, do we have to stand up to do this?
Stay over there. Oh, okay. Two more.
I've seen that before.
Okay, cool. We need one more person. Aha, cool, excellent.
This one?
So two over there.
Are we going to be blowing bubbles?
Yes.
I haven't done this since, well, kindergarten?
Yes. When I was a little kid, it didn't look like this. Yeah. I got this, I asked a visitor in the monastery to buy this for me for last week. When I was a kid, it didn't look like this. It was this a round little thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
But now it's like this. And I think, and one of the monks, yeah. And one of the monks told me that, which is a bit younger than me, he said that it looks like this because you can make bigger bubbles.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. I'm an amateur here.
It's all about nano.
So what I wish to do now is at first those 4 here, they have to play around a little bit in the beginning,
so
and just get into it and making bubbles and try to make some big bubbles, and then when you're able to make one, I can do a demonstration. I tested it out in the office, and everybody, all the monks were happy with me. Let's see what you can. Can you land one like this? So you 4 of you. Can you blow a bubble? Can you land it?
Don't look at
that.
That's good.
Would somebody else like to have a turn? Yeah? Irene?
Are you killed in the rush, man?
Oh, I'm sorry, Steve. I'm sorry.
You've got to catch it. You've got to catch it like this.
The 4 of you.
You have to be able to catch it.
How many you can have? 3?
Correct.
You'll have to grab there. Nick a couple.
Get yours back.
Oh, Irene, apparently I've done the wrong thing in giving you my bubble maker.
No.
Give it back.
The point is now that now I think. Wow, oh, that was good.
Do it again.
Yeah. Brilliant.
So what I want you 4 of you now who have bubbles, make at least one nice bubble like that and bring it up to each and every in this room so they can pop it. Take one up and up to somebody. So that person can look at it, take his finger out, and pop it. And I want you to see it. Look at the bubble for a couple of seconds, and pop it.
This is my fault.
Wow, that's amazing.
Whoa. The king of the
wow.
Look at that. Yeah. They all went on the slide.
It's not a baby.
Oh. There it went.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
I've seen somewhere that they make these things now with batteries.
Batteries?
Yeah, you get a machine and it keeps blowing
a
container in it.
Ah.
And it keeps.
Did you guys get the batteries?
Yeah. I bought one for my granddaughter.
That's not
right. <nice. laughs> No.
He's the expert without blowing.
Five kids.
Yeah. Ah, that's the trick.
You have a bandage on to break the bubble. Break the bubble.
Is there anybody who's not been bubbled?
Where are the rest of
them? Everybody's been bubbled.
Marlene, you're smaller than I am.
What?
Have you got one for Kaylee?
Anyone not been bubbled? Have you been bubbled?
Yeah, please make one for me.
Yes, yourself.
Anybody who wants to pop a bubble have got a bubble? Well,
Are we done?
No. As long as everybody have had a little giggle and you have popped a bubble, which we're going to use later, everybody kind of had a little fun. Actually, a laugh. This was successful. This was for them. Yeah.
Push it down, Bob. Then too.
Thank you, Padma.
So basically, I have no interest in this in myself. Is there anybody here who had kids?
Oh, God.
Okay, take it home. Yeah, she got
it. Oh!
I want one.
What I see right now is just what I want to see. It's true, these teachings which we read, but if you want to find peace, harmony, joy, stillness inside, what is needed is some kind of positivity, some kind of inspiration, some kind of joy inside. So some giggles and some kindergarten activities, it actually does something with your mind, which is a necessary prerequisite for meditation. If you start to meditate and you're kind of dark and heavy mentally, if you're full of hate, full of anger, it's not going to work. You would just be in this dull place for a long time. But if you do something either through the day or in the beginning of meditation to give yourself a little lift, a little some inspiration, some joy, something fun, that does something. They open some doors inside which enables you to find something nice inside of you during meditation. So I think this was a good start. Skillful means, I want to say a few words about that before we start meditation. Most people who try to meditate in the beginning kind of phases, or when they're learning to meditate, one of the biggest problems is what they call the thinking mind. This just endless churning of thoughts and emotions and fear and worries and anxiety, which just goes around and around and around inside. And it's so difficult in the beginning to be able to let go of that, so that what's left inside of you is rest, it's peace, it's freedom from those negative emotions and activities. And what I learned when I was young in terms of meditation, when I was a young monk, or I was a postulant, or which we call it in Anagarika, one skillful mean I used a lot was just what you saw today with this popping a bubble. Because what you can see, what you can do is to, when you meditate and you close your eyes and you calm down your body a bit, which we will do, and when you move the focus away from your body and you start to put your attention on what's going on inside your mind, what most people will face, what you will see, what you will perceive, is thoughts coming and going. And it's so difficult to find ways and means to make them stop. And it's only when those thoughts stops for a while, you get really rest, you get peace. One skillful means is to pop a thought. If you can sit when your body is relaxed, and you just sit as an observer with your eyes closed and you see this thought coming up and it kind of wanders around in your mind and then it disappears, and then there's another thought or idea or fantasy comes up and you see it inside and then it disappears, or it stays there and goes in a circle again and again. What is possible to do is to be an observer instead of being a controller and a doer who wants to do something what's happening in your mind. If you try to change what's going on inside, if you want to get rid of your thoughts, if you want to change them, you just make things worse. The best solution is to have joy in your mind and then do nothing. But that is difficult. Just do nothing. So one thing you can do is to keep your mind, when your body is calm and you look at what's going on inside of your mind, and sit back and just watch. Watch what's going on. Watch the feelings, watch the emotions, watch the fantasies, watch whatever volition, craving, hate, whatever that there is, just observe. And if you see it, just hang in there, look at it, and take your mental finger and pop it. Just as you popped the soap bubble, you can see where you can pop your thought. I found that very skillful many times. It doesn't always work, but it's something you can play around with. Popping it is like a signal for your mind to let it go. In reality, you have all these thoughts and emotions in your head, in your mind, because you want it there. Even though you might find it stressful or painful or negative or heavy. Funny thing, at least I say, is that they are there because you want them there. And what is lacking is the ability to let it go. So if you can find some means to signal to your mind that you can go now, these thoughts, this hate, this fear, this anxiety, you can go away now. You can see it, you can feel it inside. And if you're peaceful and comfortable enough, pop it with your kind of mental finger. There is an observer inside, and there's something you observe. Try to use like a finger of the mind and pop it and see whether it disappears. It might come back later on, but try that tonight. Any questions to this? So that's why, you know, now in the beginning, I try something new, something fun, some laughter, some kindergarten activities, some joy, taking your attention away from whatever is going on in your mind normally, put it on something which is a bit more fun, and now we can try to kind of practice it. So if we can, so what time is it now? That is a good time. If we now can turn down the light. So what I will do, I will lead you through a guided meditation, and this part will be quite traditional. I will kind of lead you through your body, because your body is a very tangible thing which is easy to focus on. It's easy to feel, and when you focus on different parts of your body, everything else which is going on in your mind will slowly calm down. So just by replacing the attention of your mind away from what's normally happening in your mind, you put your focus on your body and your different parts of your body. And after that, body awareness will change focus away from the body, and we just start to look in the end of this meditation at what's going inside your mind. All your thoughts and your inner world, and see to what extent we might be able to create a mind or a brain or a inner world which is lighter, more peaceful, more harmony, freer, better in any way. We all have our mental funny activities, and it's always nice to get a rest from that. So for those of you who want to, just follow me. If you don't want to follow me, just do your own thing, that's okay. Thank you. So for those of you who haven't been doing this too many times before, please sit as comfortable as possible. Try to rest, find a position which is as nice as possible, as good as possible, as relaxing as possible. Maybe if you have some tight belts or anything, just loosen up so that nothing's straining your body and your feet are resting nice on the floor or anything, whatever you, a pillow, whatever you have. So your body is as comfortable as it can be, sitting in a chair or in a sofa over there. So that's the starting position, comfortable body position. And then find one position which you try to keep the whole of the session. If you have to move, please move, but try to find one position where the body will be comfortable for, I don't know, 15-20 minutes, depending on how long we're going to do this. So place your hands in a way which you think will be comfortable for the whole session. Same with your feet and your back, etc. And when your body is sits nicely, then I invite you to close your eyes. And in that way, we are reducing the sensory input to your mind, so it's easier to calm down. So just start putting your awareness on your feet, touching the floor. See whether you can be aware of the feeling touching the floor. Just know that feeling. Maybe you can move your toes a bit. Yeah, there. And let them rest nicely on the floor. If there is any tensions in your feet, and try to mentally make it relax. Make your physical feet calm down. They've been walking all day for you. Now they can rest for half an hour. Give them some peace and rest. And try to keep them there in one position during the whole session, if possible. Then put your awareness on your legs, the backside, the front. Your legs can relax now. If there are any hardness, muscle tensions, and allow it to rest now. Just feel your way around your legs, both your legs. Now they can relax. Then go up to your knees. Your knees has also been moving around all of the day. Now there's no weight on the knee. Try to calm down your knees. Feel if there's anything wrong in your knees. Let it rest. Let it calm down. No more movements in the knees for a while. So now the lower part of your legs, your knees, and your legs, and your feet. Let them alone. They will do fine without your attention. Let them just relax. Then your thighs. Some of it is resting on the chair. Can you feel it? Can you feel the touch? Chair. Hopefully your thighs are not pressing hard towards your chair. Make sure that there is comfort where you're sitting, how you're sitting. Same with your back end. You can feel that it's touching the chair. A soft, nice, comfortable chair. Then you can go up to your stomach, your tummy. Let it relax. Don't hold it in. Just let it relax just that way it wants to itself. No holding. You can feel your tummy going in and out as you're breathing. Just breathe in and as you breathe out, send the energy of the air down your tummy so everything relaxes down there. Just feel it for a while as it moves in and out. And give it mental care. Allow it to calm down. Try to stay with your tummy as your breath goes in and out 10 times. Just be aware of the movements. Allow that region of your body to calm down. Further up, you have a heart, a physical one, with pumping blood and energy to your body. Can you feel it pumping? Is it beating quick? Or is it slow? How do your heart feel? It's an amazing organ. Working 24/7. Say thank you, heart. thank you for pumping for me. Then your chest, can you feel your chest going in and out? You breathe in and your chest goes out, then you breathe out and your chest goes in. Feel yourself breathing? Can you feel the muscles around your chest doing the work? See if you can follow your chest for 10 times in and out. Feel the muscles around your lungs moving your chest in and out 10 times. Hopefully your body starts to calm down now, and you are settling into one position where your muscles are not moving. Just allow everything to relax. And feel your fingers, either they're touching fingers of the other hand or they're touching your body or your chair. See if you can feel the touch of your fingers. You be aware of what your fingers are touching. Let all your fingers relax and stay in the same position all the time. Don't move them. Let it be. Same with your palm. And your arms. Just keep everything still. Then your shoulders. If there is any tensions, let your shoulders hang down. Any muscle tensions in your shoulders and in your neck as well. Allow all of that to calm down. Just keep your whole body still. Don't move anything. And now focus on your face. Your forehead. Relax. Don't hold it up. And the areas around your eyes, the muscles around your eyes, which sometimes becomes blue because of tensions. Let all of that area calm down. Relax your eyelids. The upper part of your face. There's no tensions. It's just relaxation. and your mouth, whether it's closed or a little bit open. Just keep it still. Same with your tongue. So your forehead, and your eyes, and your nose, and your mouth, and your tongue. If there's now anywhere in your body where there's tensions, if there's some part of the body now which still is not calm, then give that part of the body the opportunity to relax. Just command it to be still, peaceful, relaxed. So every muscle in the whole of the body can relax. Try to feel how it is to have a relaxed body. It's really nice. It's a nice feeling. It's freedom from discomfort. Calm down body also helps to calm down the mind, your brain, your inner world. So the last part is what I call the brain. And that is for me the same as your inner world. All your thoughts, emotions, fears, worries, fantasies, cravings, hate, restlessness. Uncertainty. Tiredness. Focusing on the body takes the attention away from what you normally focus on inside of yourself. So what's going on in your mind can calm down. Instead of doing things mentally, chasing, making, improving, you allow it to calm down by focusing on something else. Just like the water in a lake, or water in a swimming pool can calm down. It's like a swimming pool, a little swimming pool with lots of kids playing around. And the kids, they are your mental activities. And the water, that's your mind. And what we're trying to do now is to take all those kids who are playing around inside and make them leave the swimming pool. They go somewhere else. And you are the teacher. He was in charge. And what we try to do is to get all the kids who are running around inside of you to go away. And the only thing you need to do is just to watch the water in the swimming pool, which will have a lot of waves because all the kids have been playing around, and there will be lots of waves on that swimming pool for a while. But if you, as a teacher of this swimming class, can just stand still and watch, then everybody knows that the water will calm down slowly. And after a while, the water in a swimming pool will be completely silent. please now see if you can feel your breath. Somehow, it doesn't matter how, with a relaxed body and whatever there's going on inside, see whether you can put your attention on your breath. Either you feel it in your mouth, in your nose, in your tummy, in your lungs. For now, it doesn't matter. Try to stay now with the breath for 2 minutes. I will stop talking for 2 minutes. See where you can follow the breath coming in and out. In and out. Other mental activities will appear, and that is okay. But try now to take it back to the breath. For a couple of minutes. Just kindly come back to your breath. imagine that you are in a video. Sorry, movie theater. You're in the audience and you're watching this screen in front of you, this movie. Your awareness is sitting there in this movie theater watching. And what's playing on the screen is your inner world, your thoughts and your fantasies, your emotions. Can you lean back inside and just watch without interfering? There's nothing you can do with this movie. It plays by itself. See what comes up on the screen. Whatever it is, look at it with kindness and caring. Doesn't matter what it is. Just watch and relax and enjoy the movie. Detach. And this is where you can sit and look, relax, and you can try to pop those ideas, whatever's nagging, whatever fear, anxiety, spinning thoughts. See if you can see them coming in on the screen. And when you are able to see it, look at it for a while. Without thinking, just look at a thought, an idea. Try to pop it as a means for your mind to let it go. For a couple of minutes now, watch. Find something inside. See where you can pop that bubble. It's a signal to your mind to let it go. Go away. So you can rest. Leave you alone now. I'll leave you alone for a few minutes now, and then we start the round off. Try to lean back with your eyes closed. Watch the kindness, the caring for yourself. And if there's something you don't want to be there, try to pop it out of existence for a few minutes. I will ring the bell now for 3 times, and after 3 gongs, then please open your eyes and we can turn on the light again. any success with popping. It's like everything else, it's you have to play around. And after a while, this can be a, at least it was for me, a really nice skill for me. When you're relaxed and you can just be inside and you're able to let go of what's happening around you, and you can just be relatively peaceful inside of yourself, and then you can play around and pop away your thoughts and your fears. It's already 8:15, so we have maybe 5-10 minutes, and that must be up to you.
More bubbles. Sorry, I've given away already.
Did you manage to relax the body? Was it okay? The main chunk of it. Lots of nodding. Yes, that's good.
Yo, how do you change the movie? I like the visualization of having a big screen and being in a movie theater.
Yeah,
but you don't really have a say. What thoughts come up?
So you don't have a.
You don't have a say. You can't really.
Correct.
Yeah.
But that's the same as being in a movie theater.
Yes, but that becomes distracting. I tripped over it. I felt that I was so focused on trying to watch what was going past and what was happening on the screen that. Suddenly realized I'm thinking. Any way of getting away from that? Like change the channel maybe?
That is to be able to find total peace, meaning no mental movements, just peace and just awareness and just some nice feelings inside. That takes longer time. It takes more time than 30 minutes. That takes many hours.
Mm-hmm.
And depends on your skill. So what we're doing here is just training the basics so you can play around. And I know that myself, even though I've been doing this full-time for, 10 years now, it's not done in half an hour to calm down the thinking mind. But this is how it's done. It's just longer and more. And one of the most important factors here, which is so easy to forget, is just this joy. A mindset which is positive, which is fun, is curious, has inspiration. That is so important for the mind to calm down. This is maybe kind of irrational. When I started this, my background is like hardcore business school and working as a chief financial officer in big corporations, and coming into meditation, for me the fact that to have a mind was full of joy. What's the point of that? And it took me many years for me to really true practice that is the key. is really the key for meditation to work, and that's how we can, that's what we can develop while we're living, while we are in, when we're doing things and we're walking and driving and all the things we're doing, that is something we can learn to add into our life, so that your mind is as positive as possible, light as possible, free as possible, and that has this nice, it gives you this pole position for meditation, and then it's much more fun to meditate, and hence some kindergarten play in the beginning today.
So can he watch the bubble movie? So sit and watch the bubble movie and pop the thoughts from the bubble movie.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever. And I just learned the thing here. Yeah, it turns off. Yeah, no, it does. Three times we're doing meditation, just turn off. So I have, there's something button thing here, I think.
On off and a volume switch on.
Yeah, okay. So just for the next time the teacher coming here, this thing here turns off by itself after a minute.
Well, let's go get there.
Evolve.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, please.
See, you were saying the bubble is nice.
Yeah.
In a crowd here, we can just relax and chill out and forget what we have come and what all the baggages we had in our hands.
Yeah.
Head and all those things.
Yeah.
But in a day-to-day life when you're at home.
Yeah.
See, that's more heavier than, you know, whatever I involve myself to make myself happy. Whatever I have in my baggage here.
Yeah.
It's more draining and more heavier.
Yeah. The idea is not to kind of add something, to add kind of imaginary bubbles to your head. That's not the intention.
Mm.
This little exercise we had in the beginning was just to visualize for your physical eyes a popping of something, so it disappears. There is this thing in front of you, and you pop it, and then poof, it's gone.
Mm.
And that is something which you can use in meditation, and it's not something I don't think when you're working and driving and you're with your family, doesn't work. I think you need to be more relaxed and peaceful and inside with yourself. These are for mental and relatively weak mental activities, which isn't too hard. If you're full of hate, really hard, heavy hate, it doesn't work. If you pop it, it just stays. But a lot of thoughts and emotions and feelings, which just is there, fluffy, on your inside, those you can pop away, just by being aware of them. You sit there in calm and peace, and you see it coming up, and then go away. And it actually does go away. But the heavy ones, you need other means and tools.
Yeah, I was feeling heavy and thinking and drenching myself in that obsessive thinking.
Yeah.
Then I let it go, and I was going through with it, and then I was slowly coming back.
Yeah.
With something more positive to talk, no?
Okay.
Yeah. That's where it's gone.
Yeah.
Is there any practical exercise that we do before we sit down for meditation to make myself... See, when we were playing with the bubble, I felt that's very good exercise for me to calm down myself, completely out of the thinking of mind pattern.
Yes.
That's why, is there any practical little example of practice I can do?
Yeah.
That would be handy.
Anything which is fun, inspiring, joyful, giggly, anything which makes you feel lighter inside, that is good preparation for meditation, whatever it is. And you have your own kind of collection of you have your own childhood, you were probably playing around a lot like everybody else. What did you do when you were a kid? So you were happy and running around. Yeah.
Happy, free, happy, jolly go.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. I think we're done for today. Are we? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. We're having a chocolate cake first.
Thank you very much, Shasha. Yep. Thank you.
Yep.
That was good, that was.
Yeah, thank you very much, Andrew, for your bubble popping meditation tonight. And
the bubble popper.
Thank you. Last week we had meditation under the Christmas lights. This week we had bubble popping meditation. We only have one more week to go, so surprise.